I'm shaking. I'm physically shaking.
Okay, well, Travis, we've just had some breaking news that today Jen Shah decided to change her plea to guilty on count one, which is wire fraud.
Yeah, I was
shocked.
Not shocked. I was shocked in the fact that the news came. But then upon further thinking, I was like, that's not surprising.
It's surprising because her trial is supposed to start in 3 days. And basically, like, this last weekend, she was just kind of hanging out, gallivanting with Heather and Meredith in New York. So I think it's just a little shocking because, I mean, I was just ready for the trial because all along she said, like, just wait, just believe me, just we'll see in court, all this stuff.
Yeah, she committed very hard to the innocent to the point where it was questionable. Like, in my mind, I was like, maybe she is innocent because she was going...
Well, there was so much stuff about, like, her family, like, how dare, I don't know, like, the police do anything at her house. Like, there was so much stuff that happened that she stood fully behind, like, I am innocent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe the point was, like, even if it was, if she was guilty, maybe you don't need to raid her home with machine guns. But...
Well, I mean, that is true, but
so... Apparently, I said but. I just mean, like, maybe that's a standard practice for them. I don't know, but...
I just mean, she went so gung-ho on the season of being innocent. And I mean, it kind of feels like even she was still telling her friends she was innocent because literally yesterday on her story, Meredith posted, for those who may not know this, I live in the United States of America. In the U.S., one has a right to a trial and is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Which means as of yesterday...
Heart emoji peace sign.
Yeah. But that means literally as of yesterday, she was still telling even Meredith, I'm innocent.
I know. She made her look goofy. Although...
She took it down already.
Yeah. What she said is true. You know, innocent until proven guilty.
But I just mean... This means she didn't even tell anybody that she was going to do this.
Right.
So, I'll go into some of the details. Also, apologies. I know we said we were going to maybe be coming back for some of these Housewives seasons that are happening right now to do a recap. However, life's just kind of gotten crazy, but we'll definitely keep doing recaps on things for Salt Lake City along the way and definitely for season 2. And then apparently Whitney and Heather are going to be an Ultimate Girls trip.
Yes.
So that's going to be a good opportunity to do another podcast too.
Yeah. And they are, you said they're starting to film next week.
Yeah. So that's another thing that's kind of crazy about this. No, they leave for the trip in 2 days.
Oh, right.
So Heather is going to be in full on Jen Shah panic mode on the trip.
I don't know. Maybe do you think she'll panic?
Well, I mean, remember how she was on the bus? She was like fully weeping and crying.
No, I feel like from the interviews that she had, she's kind of like said, you know, guilty or not, she's going to like be friends with her. And it's just,
it's still her friend is going to be in jail.
No, I know. But I feel like based off the way she was talking, she's like accepted that this might happen.
That's true. But it'll still be, I'm sure, a huge plot point on the show.
Interesting. I'm interested to see how she reacts to it and whether she stands by what she said.
Yeah.
As far as remaining a supporter.
So at the time of this recording, it's been about 45 minutes since the news broke. So actually no one, including Andy, has said anything at all.
Yeah, they got to talk to legal, honey. What can we say?
I know. I just mean, so we'll see, like, if things come out. I mean, it might be worth making, like, a recap maybe next week of, like, as things come out. But I did want to just get into exactly what was said today, because there's still a long time before we know kind of like exactly what happens. But as of today, we know that because she pled guilty to count one, which was wire fraud, they're dropping count two, which is money laundering. So now there's going to be absolutely no trial. So that's that kind of like set that precedent. So the max that she can get now is 30 years, where it was 50.
Right.
However, it seems like part of this deal is that the judge is going to make her sentence be no more than 168 months, which is 14 years, if she agrees not to appeal at all. So that's like probably what is going to happen. Or like that is the deal at this moment. Mm-hmm. So at this moment, she can't get more than 14 years, which sounds like to me, her lawyers were saying you're probably going to get more than 14 years.
Right.
So we should take this deal. So I actually found a Twitter thread that was like live tweeting from the courthouse. So that's why I waited till now, because or from the courtroom because they've stopped tweeting. Everything's over right now. So that account is called Inner City Press, and they were in the room. So these are some things that I took from that I feel like are really important. So the judge said, like, exactly to her, "Miss Shaw, what did you do?" And she says, "Wire fraud, offering services with little to no value. We used interstate telephones and emails. I knew many of the purchasers were over the age of 55. I am sorry." And then he says, "What is the reason that they bought from you?" And she said, "Misrepresentations regarding the value of the product of service, which it had little to none." So basically saying they're selling fake products, like scamming people that they know are older, over the 55, selling them products that don't exist, basically. Mm. And then the U.S. lawyers were saying it was fake coaching sessions is like the fake product that they were selling.
Ah.
So then the judge says that she has to pay $6,500,000 and that they kind of went back and forth on the sentencing because initially they said October, and then her lawyers were trying to make it for after Thanksgiving. And then the judge was like, no. So now the sentencing is going to be on November 7th.
Okay.
So basically she's going to be out probably having to pay $6,500,000 until November 7th.
That's a lot of money. But of course she has a lot. I mean,
well, she has a lot of money based on the show.
Oh my God. I was going to say, I don't know, the way they were talking about on the show, it seemed like maybe she doesn't, she does or doesn't. I don't know. Also, like, whatever, that's not, you know, she shouldn't have done it, so.
Exactly.
It'll be another one of those seasons where, you know, they're probably going to have to put something at the beginning as of, since filming.
I know. I know, it is wild.
Pled guilty, and the whole season, you're just going to know, like, she's going to be acting like.
It's going to be like the cherry pie situation.
Yeah. But you'll know the whole time that she did actually do those things.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, this will be her last
season, unless they do something in jail, which is what Dana was saying.
I don't think she will, but she won't be on the show.
No.
It's also different than, because.
But it's possible they could come go visit her and that could be on the show.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to do that.
Like for Bravo's, like, look.
It's not a good look for any of them to do that. I mean, it's nice if they, like, you know, as far as what Heather was saying about remaining a friend, which I think that's interesting. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, is that the right thing to do? Which I think maybe it is. I don't know. You wouldn't want that to be on TV. I don't know.
But Dana was saying that she thinks that she might get her own, like, jail show.
I'm saying I don't think they'll do that.
Maybe Bravo won't do that. But maybe, like, Oxygen or someone would do that.
I see. I don't know.
I don't know either. It is really weird because, like, filming is fully wrapped.
I think it would depend. Okay, for example, there is, like, Teresa Giudice. Even though they didn't do anything with her. Did they visit her? I don't know.
How long was she in jail?
Right, but that's the thing. They didn't do a show with her, but her sentencing was, like, they knew how long she was going to be there. And it was only, like,
months,
18 to 24 months or something. Gotcha. It wasn't short, but, you know, she might be in jail for 14 years. They're not going to do, I don't think, a show.
Yeah. I think it is possible. I mean, if she pays all the money and is, like, good the next couple months, like, you never know. They, like, I feel like a lot of times I listen to, like, podcasts about physical murderers, and then all of a sudden they get, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
When you think they're going to get life. So, you never know. It might not be the 14 years.
And white-collar crime, they usually...
Exactly.
Don't.
And rich, and in the public eye. I don't know. You never know what could happen.
That's true.
So, well, do you want to give just, like, some quick thoughts on Housewives that are happening at the moment? Just kind of a quick thing. We're watching Dubai, we're watching Beverly Hills, and we're watching Ultimate Girls Trip. So do you have any thoughts on those at the moment? Because that's really all that we have on Jen Shaw at the, like, for right now.
Yeah, Dubai is very entertaining in the news show kind of way. Like, it's still getting off the ground.
I really like Chanel.
Yeah, Chanel Ayan is the clear breakout
star
of that show. So I would say, I mean, it's definitely, we're going to keep watching it.
Yeah.
And Beverly Hills has been very entertaining.
The fall of Kyle Richards?
I don't think so.
I don't know. That last episode was really hard to watch.
It's been a little weird with everybody going in on her Twitter. I think it's because Kyle's been so good about riding the line on the show. Like, she's known... I think she's always been good on the show as far as, like, handling conflict. But especially since the early seasons, she's gotten good at, like, being involved but not being too in the drama.
Yeah.
And this is... And so I think there's people who... have always kind of not liked her for certain reasons. And then now that she's done, they've been waiting for years.
Yeah.
To have a reason to go at her. And like, now everybody's... And, I mean, the way... Don't get me wrong. The whole arm grabbing, like, you did you have a miscarriage situation was very ugly. But...
And her laughing at Erica cussing at Garcelle's kids.
Right. Yes. She's made some choices.
I think...
But I feel like... I don't know. You can't. It's kind of like fake fannery. Like, don't. I mean, also, we don't know these people. So, right. I'm not like a Kyle Richards stan, but she's goofed up now the first time in years. Like, give her a chance.
I think what you.
I'm sure she'll be remorseful.
Yeah. I think your point of she's always tried to stay out of the drama, I feel like she was just drunk and realizing that Sutton is the butt of this season. Like, everything. Like, everyone's mad at her. And so she still might be mad at her for what she said about the Dorit, like,
I think that's
gun to my head thing. Yeah. But even still, like, I think in her mind, it was coming off as like defending the new girl, but really it came off as just
attacking Sutton. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, not a good look for
her. You could see, okay, we've been watching this show a long time. Well, I have. I know you've watched everything, but I've been watching it over the years. And I have, you could tell when Sutton said that about Dorit, mm-hmm. And Kyle's face, like,
it was over.
It was flipped. She was like, oh no, you done did something in my book that does not fly.
Yeah.
And I think she's been trying to keep herself, like, what's the word? She's been trying to, like, juggle it in her brain, but then she got drunk and she's like, no, I don't like, or I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
And then she is just coming out in this way. That's my opinion.
Yeah. That's my opinion! That's my opinion! speaking of her, Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah.
It is a ride, I will say. I really am enjoying the mess of it all.
That's the thing. It is really messy. I think it was a good idea that they went to Bluestone Manor for Dorinda, but at the same time, I think it would have been... It was an interesting idea, and I'm glad they pursued it, but ultimately, I think it would have been best if they hadn't gone to, like, a cast member's home.
Yeah.
Because... having the option to, like, go... And they do go out, but it's always, like, on this tinge of, like... Not that Dorinda needs defending, but it's like, they're always... Part of the drama is them just analyzing what she's done. Like, where they're at, where they're going.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they were just out somewhere else.
And I'm sure, like, she really didn't have that much to do with it. Like, picking every single detail of what's gonna happen.
Yeah. You think? I don't know. I feel like a few things that I have learned from this season is that I still like Dorinda, even though she's a hot mess. She is entertaining, but she's really, I don't know. I don't know if she's ready to come back to TV because she just,
she's like,
drinks too much.
Yeah, I was going to say, she just kind of, like, it reaches a point in the day and then she's no longer... making sense and just kind That's of it. Like it's yelling.
Fine. I don't have any, like, there's no judgment drunk, on yell, the drinking slurring. Stuff. I don't care if she drinks every single day, whatever. But for the purposes of filming a TV show and watching it, it's like, if you're incoherent, if you're like,
yeah,
or if you're it is incoherent. Unreasonable, right? She's still, you can, it's not like you can't understand what she's saying, but her reason is gone a little bit. And so it's just like off. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. But also, you could say the same thing about Brandy, like, the first couple episodes.
Yeah, but the difference is, I agree, but Brandy's, like, just goes into full attack mode.
Yeah.
Which is bad for her, but entertaining television.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Dorinda's like, what are you saying? Yeah. Why are you even saying this?
I know.
I don't know. I guess maybe that's a little hypocritical, but I still like Dorinda. I just, like, girl, you gotta hold, pace yourself. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you see where they're going for the next one?
Mm-mm.
Thailand.
What?
I know.
Oh, but I have other thoughts.
Okay.
Also, Phaedra, I had really was, it's really entertaining. And I wouldn't be mad at this point if she came back. Although I didn't like the whole, the way when she, her last season on Atlanta was really bad. And the whole sexual abuse accusation she had going on with, against somebody else was very low in my opinion. But this, she is slightly, I guess, redeemed herself.
I didn't want to like her again,
but I'm like, God, you're so entertaining.
I never watched that season, but obviously you told me everything that happened. But like, just from a fresh perspective of having a Phaedra on the TV, I like love watching her. And also, it's like, I like that her and Eva kind of understand that Brandy isn't always, when she calls someone a bitch, calling someone a bitch. And I like that they kind of like stick up for her, because it really always was on Beverly Hills, all these snobby rich people against like one girl that kind of had a potty mouth. And then like they just immediately decide to hate her for it.
Right. The whole thing becomes of what you're saying, or no, how you're saying it, like the curse words, which I get that for some people, it's like a trigger, but also maybe that's not the biggest
deal.
Yeah. Get to the substance.
Okay, well, I think that's all we have for today. Like I said, as soon as we know things more about Jen, we can keep giving small updates like this. And when the new season comes back, probably this fall, we will start recording regularly again.
Yeah, it's been so nice talking to you again.
Yeah, and I'm Tyler.
And Travis.
This has been Privileged Twinks.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.